Podcast world, it's your boy DR back again with another segment. It's episode number 2, man. I decided to name this podcast Mindset Changing University because I'm really trying to change the mindset of people as far as just being workers. Really just want to just try to just come to you with a few things today, man. Some things that have been on my mind, so figure I'd just share them with y'all, man, because like I said, it's we're not trying to help each other. We not trying to get each other out of the same thing. Like, what are we doing? We in the right ways. Everybody's doing it alone. You ain't got to do it alone. You know what I'm saying? Anytime that you find some type of success or you figure out a way that you can make somebody's lives better, you need to reach out and grab somebody's hand so you can show them so they can reach out and get somebody's hand, because we can't do it alone. Everything it takes a group of people to make things work. You can't do anything alone. Nobody did anything alone. Yeah, you can have the blueprint. You can have the vision. But you need people to get that enrolled. Get people to get that thought rolling, that business model going. You know, that's what employees are. You know what I'm saying? As employees, we don't know each other. Like, you work at a job, you don't know who you're going to be working with. But you're all working for one common goal. That's a mindset. You don't think about it like that because really you're just looking at the need that you need money. But you're not even looking at the whole picture because you're only focused on one part of the picture, which is I need to pay my bills. And yes, that's one part of the picture, but there's a real big picture that you need to find every detail in. For instance, when you go to work or when you first get a job, you know, you kind of fill out the room or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You get people that speak up to you or whatever, or you just find somebody that you vibe with, like, you know, and y'all all working and y'all all trying to get money and trying to figure it out together and trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what type of opportunities is left, how far can we go, how much can I get paid for doing this? Like, everybody's looking for opportunities within that picture. The picture is the business, and the business, it's still a group of y'all making this business stand. If all of y'all decided at one point, like, I'm done working, strike, whatever, it's done. The business is done. I mean, of course, they're going to try to outsource people, but I'm just saying in a hypothetical where they need these sets of people. If they don't have them, it don't work. If y'all all decide not to do it, the business is done. So that's what I mean when I say, we got to help each other through this. We got to help each other get to a point where you want to be in life, where you're actually finding happiness, because happiness is the most important thing of it all. I mean, you can make money at something and just really don't enjoy what you're doing and you'll hate it. Yeah, you'll have the money, but I mean, besides having the money, I mean, you'll still be unhappy. Like, even if you found the job that you worked that was $100,000 a year, if you had to work 60 hours, 70 hours a week, I mean, your time is gone. The time is the thing that you don't get back. Eventually, you're going to have to retire. Somebody's going to have to fill your spot. Just is what it is. So why put yourself in a situation where you decide when it is and when you retire and how you want to live your life and where you want to go? I mean, as far as I see it, we're all grown. I don't want to be having to ask another grown man or woman to have time off to do whatever I want to do. We all done it. We all said we wanted off for something that we didn't even really need off for. We just needed a break because 8 hours is a long day to put yourself in the gear. Like, okay, I got to be here from this time to this time. You have to put yourself in a mind state where it's just like, oh, I got to go. And you shouldn't have to live like that. Nobody should have to live like that. Nobody should have to be subjected to living like that. And that's the whole part of the podcast. And so, you know, one thing that I want to let y'all know, man, is that regardless of what you want to do in life, you could do anything that you want to do in life. Because honestly, working a 9-to-5 honestly, it's an easy road. But that easy road is more harmful to you than good. Because of the quantity of time that you have to spend to make it work for you, to get anything back from it. You know, it's like it's almost like you're literally getting a piece of the company's pie so they can stay up. It's all an exchange. However you want to look at it, it's all an exchange. We're exchanging this for money. And they're willing to give up that small piece in order to make millions, billions for some companies. Why, man? You can be that next guy. I'm not just talking like you have to have that. You have to. It's not even, I'm not even going to say you just need to have the confidence. You just need to shift the mindset. No, you might not be confident at first, but if you shift your mindset, like, well, look, for an hour a day, I'm going to invest an hour in a day to figure out how else would I want to make money. Just an hour. Because guaranteed, if you spend at least an hour a day in a year, you will find something and move on. Trust me, you would. It's the same thing I'm doing right now. I'm investing my time into this podcast, into platforms, into other things that I'm working on because I'm looking to try to give my family a better life and starting a legacy for them. I don't want my kids to have to be workers. You know, you ever find those people and you always be like, oh, well, wow, they're people, they must be rich. And it's not even that they're rich. It's just the fact that somebody took the time along within their family as some part of the branch of that family tree. Somebody took the time to be like, you know what? I'm going to do something different. And it affected the last name of it forever. Think about it. Whoever started Coca-Cola, their family is done. Whoever started Coca-Cola made everybody else in that legacy, got them in that legacy. So that's what I mean. It just takes one. Why can't it be you? I'm telling you, it can be you. I'm saying you're going to spend 30, 40 more years at your job or wherever, whatever phase you're in. Most of us got much more years left, 20, 30 years at least, before retiring. You're telling me I got from the time I retired from this job to try to find something else that can replace this job and do way better? Because you might find what you need within the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5. Even if it's 10 years, it's a lot shorter than that 30. That's how you have to look at it. Again, mindset, change it, understand how important it is. One thing I just want to know is are you willing to do what it takes to be a problem solver? Because that's what a business is. A business is for problem solving people. You have to be able to problem solve. Everybody has an issue. Everybody has something that they need the cure for. Look at Uber Eats. You got people that, not that drive-thrus wasn't enough as far as fast food go, but you know what? Can you just bring my fast food to me, please? I just do not feel like leaving the house today. Somebody fulfilled that need. That is major. You have to understand the need. Amazon, I don't feel like going shopping. I want to spend some money. Trust me. I just don't want to have to leave the house to do it. Oh, Amazon. Oh, that's not, yep. Oh, you can give it to me in the same day? Problem solved. Like, that's it. Find a problem and solve it and you find money. That's it. There's a lot of things that you can do and you just need to get into that. Understand the world around you. What's going on around you that you can go ahead and put your mind to it and be like, you know what? This is not even at its full potential. Let me try to do something in it so then I can be at least one of the big players in it before it grows and then everybody wants their hand in it. So a lot of it that's out there. You can even sell things for Amazon. Amazon are hiring people to do affiliate marketing in order to go ahead and, hey, build a landing page. Get some traffic. If anybody hits your landing pages and they come and buy anything, we will pay you. And those landing pages, once you build them, they're up forever. So whoever clicks on it, clicks on it. You're making plenty of them. On top of the fact you're doing your opt-ins. So now if you're doing your opt-ins and you're selling your email and this and that, and you're building your email list and the email list keep going up, you're going to make money. I'm sorry if I lost you as far as just the part of the affiliate marketing, but it's just another way. If you haven't heard of affiliate marketing, YouTube University is what I call YouTube, because you can learn so much from it. Go on YouTube. Look up affiliate marketing for beginners. You're going to find tons of information as far as how to do it. And it's another way, instead of just working a part-time job, because that's another part of having to give up your time. Affiliate marketing is something that you do. It works for you. And then on top of the fact, it's a overtime business. So within the next 2 or 3 years, you could be making 6 figures a year because you're constantly doing it overtime. And like I said, if you put your mindset to, you know what, if I do this an hour a day, understand, even if you have a quarter and you want $100, if you keep putting in quarters every day into a bottle, you will get up to $100 over time. So it's investment. That's the investment. Invest that part of time. Because that part of time, like I said, you'll get to quit a job earlier than 30 to 40 years before you retire. Trust me. The mindset. Think about where you're going to be if you stay here. And think about where you can be if you don't stay there. Real simple, man. And another thing that I want to let y'all know, too, is that it's a lot of things that we keep in our vocabulary that we got to get rid of. And one of the main things that we need to get out of our vocabulary is what we can't do. Things like, oh, I'll start tomorrow, or I can't do it. I can't do it today, or it's not my fault, or I don't have the time to do it. It's not fair. That person, they just got lucky, or this is important. This is impossible to do. Like, these are things in your vocabulary that you're speaking into existence. The law of attraction. Stop speaking things into your life that you don't want. Start today. Why not? What are you doing? Can you leave? Give 10 minutes to it. 20 minutes. I don't care what you do. Do 20 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. I don't care how many. Just start. Just start. You got 24 hours in a day, the same that everybody else has. And you know what's crazy? As individuals, we all do something different with our 24 hours. So it looks like we need to adjust our 24 hours if we don't like the life we live in, because there's plenty of people that love the life they live. And they love living it every 24 hours of the day. Understand something, man. Like, I'm here with anything. If you need to, like I said, need to know about a topic, if you know what I'm saying, if you're interested in something, send me a message. Let me know. Can you talk more about whatever subject? And I'll do the research on it. Because, I mean, I can possibly either research something that's going to help you out. It can help me out. It can help everybody out. It might be something I don't even know about and I haven't even tapped into. One thing I do want to do, I do want to try to get some speakers on. So the more y'all come in, the more I can be able to try to, because the one thing about it is the experts that's out here, if you don't have a strong audience, a lot of times they're not going to want to do the interview because they feel like the information they're given, nobody's going to receive it. And I want to be able to make sure y'all going to receive anything that comes on this show. So please let me know what you want to talk about. I can invite speakers on here. We can really, really turn this into something where it benefits everybody and it changes their life, man. Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here for y'all. I'm here for the people. I understand where you at. I'm in the same situation. It's the exact reason why I'm making this podcast is for you. It's not even for me. Like, I'm doing it because I really didn't. I wish I had a podcast that could. And I listen to plenty of podcasts. And a lot of them, they do give great information. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like, I don't know. It's just the person in me. I want to feel like you're talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to be like, you get me. You get me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming back because I'm not going to get anybody else that gets me like you get me. And that's where I want to be at, because that's how I feel. And that's who I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to those people that's looking for a voice in that. Understand, optimism is everything. Please remain positive. Because even in the worst circumstance, if you build up that optimism in you, it's not just being positive. You're triggering in your brain to say how I want to manage my happiness and how I allow other people to affect that. Energy is real, negative or positive. You ever been in a positive mood and then somebody comes with their negative shit and now you're negative? That's energy. That's power. And understand, if you have positive energy and you allow somebody negative energy to enter you and you become negative, you have gave them power of how to control your energy. Yes. In my mind, the first thing I'm thinking is, I'm good on whatever you're mad about. It's a personal problem. I hope everything works out for you. I'm going to just go over here. Because my positive energy, I plan on keeping that for the day. And I'm not going to let somebody else's problems or whatever they're going through. Your problems are not my problems. I'm not going to allow that to make me go through emotional roller coaster all day. I refuse to. Because when you're over it, and if I'm still on it, you still have that power over me, because you're even over the stuff that you was mad about at me. So, with all that being said, man, I just want to thank y'all again. Please let me know feedback, negative, positive, it doesn't matter. Let me know what you want from this podcast. This podcast is for you. It gets molded into whatever you need it to be, because it's for you. It's not for me. My name is DR, man. Thank you for checking out Mindset University, man. God bless.